For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
This week's parsha, Parshas Miketz, has the same amount of psukim as Parshas Bereishis. Bereishis has 146, and Miketz. And what's interesting is that the siman that's given at the end of every parsha that tells us, gives us a word to remind us how many psukim the parsha has, which was written by Bari Samcha. There are svarim written on this. The siman is practically the same. There it says Yechizkiyahu siman Amatzia siman, which is the equal to 146. That's how many psukim parshas Bereishis has. And here too, the siman for how many psukim parshas Miketz has is Yechizkiyahu siman Amatzia siman, and then Yihyeli Oved siman, which is a phrase in the parsha itself, in parshas Miketz, also equal to 146. But basically, the siman is the same. And then, something unusual, we are told how many words the parsha has. There's no other parsha where we are told how many words the parsha has, but here, at the end of Miketz, where it says, V'hatevois alpayim chafhei, 2025. The Bnei Yisroel already discusses this, and he says, because this is a remes to Chanukah, which Chanukah is always in the week of Parshas Miketz. And he says the word Neir 8 times, Neir is 250. 250 times 8 is 2,000. 25 is the 25th of Kislev. So the Alpayim Chaf Hei, he says, is a remez to Chanukah. The fact, however, that we have two parashiyos here, Bereishis does not have 2,025 words, but the fact that the two parashiyos, Bereishis and Miketz, are both of the same number of psukim and the same simim, tells us that there is a connection between Bereishis and Miketz. And what is that connection? Especially as we now are in the midst of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. What does Miketz in general have to do with Chanukah? The fact that Chanukah always falls out in Parshas Miketz, and we know the remez of Utvayach Tevach V'Hochein in this week's parasha, where the letter Ches of Tevach together with the word V'Hochein is the letters Chanukah, the only time in Chumash where you have Ches Nun Vav Chav Hei together anywhere, is found in Parshas Miketz. That's the remez to Chanukah, which Svarim bring, being that Chanukah always occurs as we're reading Parshas Miketz. What is the connection to the name of the parsha? You know, the name of the parsha is the essence of the parsha, Miketz, Ketz. And this is a parsha stuma. The entire parsha is closed, and there are very few parshias like that. There are absolutely no breaks in the parsha. There are no peis and samachs from beginning to end. The only parsha like that is Vayetze and Balak, almost to the end. Those are parshias susumais from beginning to end, where there are no breaks at all. Why is this parsha closed from beginning to end? It is a parsha in which Yosef experiences redemption. Yosef HaTzadik is released from his incarceration, and that's the Ketz, as the Medrash says. The Medrash quotes the Pasuk in Iyov, Hadohu Dechsiv Ketz Som Lachoshech. Hashem put an end to the darkness, literally referring to the darkness of Yosef's incarceration for 12 years in a dungeon where he did not see the light of day. Now, Vayiritzuhu Min HaBoyer, Vayigalach Vayichalev Sim Loisev, Yosef is rushed out of the pit, he sees the light, and he now becomes the viceroy over Egypt, the Mishnah Lamelech, and he experiences Geula, and an end to his suffering, a Ketz to the suffering of Yosef in the dungeon for the past 12 years. No longer is he being vilified, no longer is he an accused criminal, no longer is he a slave. He's now the ruler over Mitzrayim. From Meibira Amikta Le'igra Rama, he's going from the lowest to the highest. In a split second, as the Sipurno says on the Pasuk Vayiritzuhu min habar, Yeshua's Hashem keheref ayin, says the Sipurno. That's how Yeshua always happens, in a split second. Pisaim yavoi ha'odoin, as the Navi says in Zechariah, that Mashiach comes suddenly, the Geula will come suddenly, without warning, just as Yosef was rushed out of the pit, rushed out of the dungeon, in a flash, Vayiritzuhu min habar. Yet the parasha is closed. There's no revach, there's no relief in the parasha. It's completely closed from beginning to end. What does that symbolize, and what's the connection to Hanukkah? Rashi tells us, Vayehi miketz kisargumoi misoif. Rashi says that miketz means the end. Because there are others who say that ketz can also mean the beginning. Miketz shavashanim tasa shmita. There are other psukim, where ketz can mean an extremity. It can be either the beginning or the end. Not necessarily is it only the end. But over here, it's misoif, ketargumai misoif. And then Rashi adds, v'chol loshon ketz soif hu. Anytime it says ketz, it's the end. This is the end of 2 years. 2 years extra that Yosef had to spend in the dungeon because he put his faith in the Sar HaMashkim. Yosef was really supposed to be redeemed before. He was supposed to get out of jail only after being there for 10 years. 10 years, each, every year, for another brother that he spoke bad about. Chazal tell us that he had to be incarcerated for 10 years because of the Dibur Ra that he brought to his father on his 10 brothers. Well, 1 year per brother. So the extra 2 years, the Shlosayim Yamim, was an Einish, as Rashi says at the end of the previous parasha, for putting too much faith, sort of, for someone on the great Madrega of Yosef, in the Sar HaMashkim. He said, Yosisa no imadicha, said, Eino Erloshim Bakosha, he's begging of the Sar HaMashkim to remember him. And for someone on the Madrega of Yosef, that was considered a pagam. The Pasuk says, Ashrei HaGever HaShesom HaShem Miftachoi V'loi Fona El Rehovim V'loi Botach Al Mitzrayim HaKruim Rahav, as Rashi ends off Pashas Vayeshev. So he had to be incarcerated for another 2 years. And here he experiences the Ketz. Ketz reminds us already of the ultimate Ketz. The Arizal said that the Ketz HaYomin, the Ketz of this Golas that we're in now, is Nirmaz in the first Pasuk of Parshas Miketz. It says in the first Pasuk of Miketz when the Geula will be. We just don't know where it is, but it's there. There are many who have already attempted and tried to find the Ramazim in this Pasuk, but it's here, because this is the parasha that deals with the Ketz. And what is Ketz? Ketz is the end of, usually we say Ketz, we mean the end of something negative, and the beginning of something new and positive, which is basically what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah is different than Purim in the fact that Chanukah was a Ketz, Purim was not. Meaning, on Chanukah we experienced the Ketz of Golus Yavon, Malchus Yavon. You know, for the first 214 years of Bayis Sheni, Klal Yisrael were really in Golus, even with the Bayis, because they were under the rule of the Persians for 34 years, and then up to another 180 under Malchus Yavon. And when Chanukah occurs, which most historians say in the year 3622, correct me if I'm wrong, perhaps 3621 some say, which is basically 214 years after Bayis Sheni, which was built in 3408, Klal Yisrael experienced total independence. The Rambam, in fact, mentions this at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah. Not all Rishonim emphasize this at all. The Gemara seems to emphasize the nace of the Shemen. Although it does say, Notzchum Malchus Beis Chashmeinoi, the Gemara emphasizes the nace of the Shemen. Halel v'hoidah, that the Gemara says that they were massacred because of the nace of the Shemen. The Rambam mentions also that Chanukah, there's a chiv of Simcha besides Halel. It's Yemei Simcha v'Halel, because the Rambam stresses the fact that they won the war. There was a victory. There was a Nitzachin over Malchus Yavon, and the Rambam stresses that Klal Yisrael once again merited to rule, and Chazra Malchus Yisrael Karoiv Karoiv Masayim Shana. That's how the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam seems to say that it was a positive event that Klal Yisrael once again was Zoicha to Malchus, although it was not Malchus based David. In fact, the Ramban chastises the Chashmeinoyim. The Ramban says this was the punishment why the Chashmeinoyim were wiped out later on because they were over on Layosra Shevet Miyehuda Mechaikik Mibein Raglov, that a melech is only supposed to be from Yehuda. And they took the melucha, and for that they were punished. But the Rambam clearly tells us at the beginning that it was a positive thing that Chazram Malchus Yisrael in general, basically the independence that Klal Yisrael no longer had to rely on the Umayis Ha'olam. It was total Geula for that time. It was the Geula from Malchus Yavon. It was Ketz Som LaChoshech, which Choshech we know is Yavon. At the beginning of Chumash, we read that V'ha'oretz Ha'isa Soyhu V'avoyhu V'choshech Al Penei Sahayim, says the Medrash, Toyhu is Bavel, Boyhu is Madai, Choshech Zu Yavon Shehichshicha Einehem Shel Yisrael B'gzeiro Yisehem. And they said, Kisvu Lachem Al Keren Ha'ashrar She'ein Lachem Chelek B'lekei Yisrael. And Chanukah eradicates, Chanukah gets rid of the Choshech. Choshech B'miluah, if you take the word Choshech and you spell it out, Ches Yud Tuf, Shin Yud Nun, Chav Pei, is B'gematria Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. The Hadlokas Ner Chanukah removes the Choshech, and it's in the word Choshech itself is hinted that the purpose of the Choshech is that the Choshech should be eliminated, and it's eliminated on Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of light. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, and as Sfarim tell us, Or, the word Or is the 25th word of Chumash. The Or of Chanukah removed the Choshech of Yavam. It was the Ketz of the previous Choshech that existed in the 180 years before that came to an end. And it was a haschala chadasha for a new beginning. As we know, it's called Chanukah because of Chanukas Habayis, Chanukas HaMizbeach. We say Oz Egmor B'Shir Mizmor Chanukas HaMizbeach. The Chanukas of the Bayis Hasheni took place Chanukah time. Because when they actually built the Bayis, they weren't able to. It was under Persian rule. There was a Shar Shushan. The reason they had to have this picture of Shushan on one of the gates of the Beis HaMikdash was to show that they were still subservient to the Persian Empire. Imagine if the Mashiach comes, they're not going to put the skyline of Manhattan on any wall of the Beis HaMikdash or London or Moscow, because we're not going to be subservient to any of the Umayyads. But it wasn't until Chanukah that there was a true Ketz, as we say on Rosh Chodesh, Ketz v'soif l'chol tzaraisenu, techila v'roish l'fidyoi nafshenu. This Shabbos is also Rosh Chodesh. And it's Chanukah, and it's a triple header. We take out three Sifrei Torah from the Aron Kodesh, the longest benching, Ritzei, Yalevi Yavoi, Al Hanisim, whatever's in the Siddur you're going to say when you bench this Shabbos. And what's interesting about Chanukah is that Chanukah occurs at the end of a month and at the beginning at the same time. It's the only Yom Tov that connects 2 months. It connects Kislev to Teves. The end of Kislev, beginning of Teves. The idea is that Chanukah is the time when we have to end the Ra, remove the Ra, and add in good. And it's time for a new beginning. It's a Ketz and it's a Haskalah at the same time. And as we mentioned before, in contrast to Purim, Purim was not a Ketz, because Purim Akati Avdi the Achashverosh Anan, as great as Purim was, but after the Nes of Purim, we were still subservient to Achashverosh. Achashverosh was still the king, which is why the Gemara says we do not say Halil on Purim. What we do say, Goimrin es HaHalil, on Chanukah, we finish the entire Halil on Chanukah, which we do not do on Purim, because Chanukah is the Ketz. Chanukah was the Ketz of Galus Yavan, and it is also the Yom Tov which we experience the real Ketz, which is the Ketz Hayomin of the future. Because on Chanukah there's a Ha'ora, as all the Sfarim tell us, B'nai Yisoscha, based on the Rekeach, that Chanukah we experience the light of the Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. The Oir of the future comes back. The Oir of the future is revealed during the 8 days of Chanukah. It's the Yom Tov of eight, which the number eight, as we know, is the number that is associated with the Geula, as the Maral discusses concerning Chanukah in his Sefer, Ner Mitzvah. Based on the Gemara in Erechim, that Mashiach will play a harp of eight strings, Lamanatzeach al Hashminis, because in the time of the future there will be an eighth note of music, a new revelation, the number eight, which is the supernatural number, the world of the supernatural, which on Chanukah we got a taste of it. So Chanukah is a time for the removal of the Ra, Sur Meira, and it's a time for a new beginning. despite that 3 months have passed, that the year has already begun 3 months ago. But Chanukah is really the completion. It's now the finale, the climax of the year is really here. It starts Chodesh Elul, and it goes till the last day of Chanukah. It's, as the Svarim called, the last day of Chanukah, Zois Chanukah, is the Gemar Chasima Toiva. It is the time when in many communities they wish during the Yom Tov of Chanukah that everyone should have a Gemar Chasima Toiva. For those who didn't finish the job when they should have, those who weren't able to completely do tshuva Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time, or even Hashanah Rabbah, are given this grace period till Zois Chanukah, as the Sfarim explained us in the latter generations, and especially in the last generations, we are given the koyach of Chanukah to be able to be misaken that which perhaps we could not have, we didn't have the ability to be misaken before. We are given Chanukah. Chanukah is the ketz, slicha v'chapara, that which we should have been doing really before, we're given an opportunity to do it on Chanukah. And these are the two shitos of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, Poichasin v'holchen. Beis Shammai says that you light the menorah in decrease mode. 8, 7, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1. Beis Shammai, whose Shoirish Neshama was Gevura, Beis Shammai, who, his avoda was Sur Meira, Beis Shammai could not tolerate any evil, as we see in the Gemara, when the Ger came, when the Goy came and asked him to be Megayer him on 1 foot, he threw him out. Beis Shammai cannot tolerate Ra. He can't tolerate foolishness. Sur Meira. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, is Asay Toiv. Beis Hillel is the one who says the way to get rid of the Ra is Ma'at Min Ha'or Doicha Harbi Min HaChoshech. The way to get rid of the Choshech and the Ra is by adding in good. And both are necessary. So on Chanukah we have the Machloikas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether Poichsin V'Holchem or Moisifin V'Holchem. Sur Meira V'Asay Toiv. Which Kates, me Kates, Kolosh and Kates, Soif Hu, Chanukah is a time for Kates to put an end to the Ra, and for a Haskalah Chadosha, which according to Beis Hillel, Moisif and Vaholchen, the idea is to start over again. And perhaps that's the remez that the Misper HaPsukim, the amount of Psukim in the case is the same as Bereshus. It's a new Bereshus, it's a new beginning. We're starting over again. Just like when Parshas Bereshus, the simon for Parshas Bereshis is Yechizkiah Amatzia, which actually, those two words mean Chazak ve'ematz. It gives us encouragement. When we completed Chodesh Tishrei, we go into Ma'ar Cheshvan, we read Parshas Bereshis, and the simon is Yechizkiah Amatzia, that everyone should be Machazak themselves. We're going now into the year, the new year is starting. And now again, but we can give it another opportunity to start over, Haskalah Chadosh. That's what Chanukah means. Chanukah is inauguration. It's a time to go through another chinuch. The whole idea of Chanukah's Habayis, Chanukah's Hamishkan, was when it started. The first day of Chanukah, we read by Yehi B'Yoyim Kalois Moshe L'Hokim Es HaMishkan. Moshe completed putting up the Mishkan. So there was also a Kates, it was the end of the Hakoma, but at the same time it was the beginning of the Avoida in the Mishkan, which the Mishkan incidentally was completed on Chof Hei Kislev, just that they waited till Nisan to do the actual Chanukah, to do the actual Chinuch. So the Mispar HaPsukim in Parshas Miketz, the same as in Bereshis, is hinting to us, and perhaps more than just hinting to us, that now, as we go through the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and which is the Kates of Golus Yovan, the Kates of the Choshech, the time to get rid of the Ra, the time to completely remove the Ra, the Sur Meira, is also the Yom Tov of Haskalah Chadosh, and therefore it begins at the end of the month and it continues into the beginning of the next month. The only thing that requires a Hesber is which month are we beginning. We're beginning a very difficult month. It's not like we're starting a very joyous month. And that we can understand that Chanukah is the Sefer Kates L'chol Tzareisenu, Tchila V'Roish L'Fidyay Nafshenu. The month that we're beginning is a month of Tzaris. It's a month of Aschalta the Puranusa. It's the month of Teves, which Teves has in it Asara B'Teves, which at least till now we have to fast. Hopefully this year we won't. And Asara B'Teiv, he says, the Avudraham writes, is more strict even than Tisha B'Av, because he says, Asara B'Teiv, if it would fall out on Shabbos, you would have to fast. That's why those who made the calendar made sure that it doesn't happen. It is the only fast that could fall out on a Friday. And Asara B'Teiv comes brings with it also the 2 days before, the Shloshes Yemei HaChayshach of Ches Tes Yud. Ches Tev is the day that the Torah was translated into Greek. Tes was the Misa of Ezra, which was the end of the period of Nevuah. Ezra was the last Navi we ever had. And of course, Asara B'Tev is when Yerushalayim was placed in a siege by Nebuchadnezzar. Ches Tes Yud, these are the Shloshes Yemei HaFeila. And there's also, of course, the Tkufa, the birth of Isai HaIsh, which was, some say, Tes Teves, we're in the month of Teves. And Chanukah is the Yom Tov that prepares us for Teves, that illuminates Teves. Chanukah is the Hepech, the total opposite of all those sad events that happen in Teves. What, for example, that which in Teves, we lost Ezra HaNavi, so Nevuah is revelation. There's no more revelation, there's concealment. Teves was the month of concealment till now. Yerushalayim was placed in a siege. Yerushalayim, the city of revelation, is surrounded by a siege, by a wall, is surrounded by a legion, by an enemy, and Yerushalayim is placed into concealment. The Torah is translated into Greek. The purpose of it is to conceal it, to contaminate the Torah, which is what the Greeks wanted. L'hashkicham Torah secha. Chanukah, on the other hand, is the opposite. Chanukah is revelation. Chanukah is gilui. Kates Sam Lachoshech, the end of the darkness. There's no more darkness, there's only light, there's revelation. The Pach Shemen, which was in concealment, the Pach Hashem was under the ground, it's revealed. The lights of the 36 Neiros, the 36 lights that we light on Chanukah, corresponds to the 36 hours that the Ur HaRishon, the Ur HaGonos, was in existence, which Adam HaRishon used to see Misayf HaOlam V'Yad Sayf. It was a spiritual internet. He was able to see everything that was going on in the entire world with the Ur HaGonos, which, as Rashi says at the beginning of Chumash, he hid and put it away for the Tzadikim La'asid Lavoi, as the Baal Shem Tov says, in the Torah Hashem hid the Ur HaGonos. And every Chanukah we get a taste of it. And as we mentioned last week, that Yosef HaTzadik is Chanukah, because Yosef is a direct extension of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov was Sukkos, Avraham is Pesach, Yitzchak is Shavuos, Yaakov is Sukkos, it says in Tur and the Zohar. And Yosef, the Eila told us Yaakov Yosef, Yosef, who was the Talmud Muvhak of Yaakov Avinu, Zivi Kunin Shaloi Doimele, and he looks like him. Because Yosef is very similar to Yaakov more than the rest. That's why the Yisrael Ohaves Yosef Mikol Bonav, Kiven Zikunim Huloi, Zikunim is Zayin Konim, a remnant of the Menorah that had Zayin Konim. Yosef is Chanukah, Yosef Miloshon Hoysofa, Moisef Vahoylech. And by Yosef, the Pasuk tells us, what was his name, the name that Paroi gives him? Tzofnas Paneach. What does Tzofnas Paneach mean? And Rashi says that the word Paneach has there's no word like it in the entire Chumash. Ein loy dimya in the Mikra. In fact, even in Tanakh, there is no word like Paneach. So this is an unusual word that will not be found anywhere else in Tanakh. It's used today to trade the word the cipher. When they say the cipher, they say Pinuach. The fa'aneach, to decipher, is pinuach. But that's the word paneach. Because Yosef deciphered, Yosef revealed that which was hidden. Sofnas, which means hidden, sofun, like the afikoyman is tsofun, it's put away, we hide it. Sofnas, that which was tsofun, paneach, was deciphered, was revealed by Yosef. Yosef reveals all the secrets. He's able to decipher all the dreams. Dreams are concealed. What the dream really means is concealed. We don't know what the dream means. You need an interpreter to be able to reveal the secret. And Yosef had that power. Yosef had the power of revealing that which was hidden. Because Yosef is Chanukah. And Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which that which is hidden becomes revealed. The Ur HaGonos, the Pach Shel Shemen, the Ur of the future, which now is concealed. It's hidden, as we mentioned in the previous weeks. It's not supposed to be taught. It's the light, the light of the Pnimius HaTorah, the part of Torah that is currently concealed and has been revealed in the time of the Arizal and the later, just bits and pieces, a taste of the future. On Chanukah, we got a taste of that light, which lasts for 8 days. And Chanukah, as we know, was the Yom Tov, which revealed a tremendous amount of Torah Shebaal Peh. Even though Chanukah has very little, in Torah Shebaal Peh, there's hardly anything discussed about Chanukah. In Mishnayos is mentioned 7 times. And it's not a Masechta called Chanukah. It's just mentioned in passing in Megillah and Tainus that there's such a Yom Tov. In the Gemara, it's 2.5 blot. That's it. That's the whole Chanukah. There's hardly anything written about it. Purim, you have Megillah Esther, you have Mishnayos Megillah, you have the Gemara Megillah, it's part of Tanakh, it's part of Torah Shebaal Peh. Chanukah doesn't have anything written openly, yet there is so much on Chanukah, there is so much Torah on Chanukah, so many Sfarim. If one goes to the Sfarim store before Chanukah, there's always a new Sefer on Chanukah. You wonder, what are they writing about? Where are they getting all this information from? There's hardly anything in the Gemara and the Mishnayos. In Zohar, they say it's only mentioned once. And yet there's so much on Chanukah, especially to answer the Beis Yosef's Kasha, where you have literally thousands of terutzim to answer one Kasha. Why Chanukah is 8 days, it should really be 7 days. A tremendous gilui of Torah on Chanukah, just to be able to answer one Kasha. It's a Yom Tov of Revelation. It's Keit Som LaChoshech. The opposite of what occurred in Teves. In Teves, we experienced concealment. The Torah is concealed. It's translated into Greek, and the purpose of it is not an art scroll enterprise. The purpose of the translation into Greek was in order to contaminate it, to conceal the Torah. As the Greeks said, you know, it's just another study. You study math, you study social studies, you study Talmud, you study Gemara, you study Chumash. It's just another study. It's not divine. La'ashkicham Torah secha. They wanted to make us forget that it's your Torah, that it's Hashem's Torah, that it's Torah's Hashem. It's another study. It's wisdom, true, but there's all different kinds of wisdom. There's Greek philosophy, there's Jewish philosophy. La'ashkicham Torah secha. On Chanukah, however, we experienced a new revelation of Torah, which is the idea of Tzofnas Paneach. Chanukah is the 620th mitzvah of all the mitzvahs that were given to Klal Yisrael. We were given 613 midoraisa, 7 midrabbanan. The last is Chanukah. In the Aseres Hadibros, there are 620 letters corresponding to the 620 mitzvahs. The last is the Chaf of the Reacha, which the Chaf goes down. Just like Chanukah, we light Lamata Miyud Tfachim. Chanukah, which as we mentioned in the previous weeks, is the only Yom Tov in which we light the menorah on the left side, towards the outside, below 10 Tfachim, at night, which is the domain of Esav, and it enters into the month of Teves. And that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of Chanukah is that the Haschala Chadasha that we make on Chanukah, the new resolutions, which, just like on Yom Kippur is a time for Keitz Mechilu Slicha V'Kapar L'Chal Avon Hasein, when at the same time that we're doing Tshuva, and we're having Charata Al Ha'Avar, we're putting an end to all the Ra, we are accepting upon ourselves new resolutions for the new year. It's the same as with Chanukah, which is the Gemar Chasim B'Toiv, it's the Keitz and it's the Haschala. And where is the Haschala? In the lowest month, in Teves. Because the idea is that this month, Teves, which was till now the Haschalt of the Paranusa, a month in which who would think it's a time for a new beginning? Teves? Nisan, perhaps. Tishrei, I can understand. Sivan, Matan Torah. Even Kislev, perhaps. Teves is the month of Esav. As the Zohar says, there are 3 months that are under the domain of Esav. Teves, and half of Shvat, till Tu B'Shvat, and Tammuz, until Tu B'Av. Teves and Tammuz are sister months. What Teves is in the winter, Tammuz is in the summer. Both months contain fast days. Till Chamisha Asav Av in the summer, and then from Chamisha Asav Av and on, of course, Ayomim Meirim, then we go up. So in the same in the winter, till Tu B'Shvat we go down, and then from Tu B'Shvat on, every 2 weeks there's a Yom Tov. So Teves is the lowest, the month that has in it Asara B'Teves, but the whole purpose of Chanukah is to penetrate, that the light of Chanukah should enter the month of Teves and illuminate the month and rid us of Asara B'Teves. At Shatich L'Regel Min Ashuk, Shatich L'Regel is B'Gematria Asara B'Teves. And it's also B'Gematria Shesi V'Erev. Shesi V'Erev, which is the symbol of Christianity. Shesi V'Erev, which is the Avodah Zarah of Natsrus, which began in the month of Teves, that's the Choshech of Teves, where a false Mashiach, where they believe in a Mashiach Sheker, a false Geula, a Geula Shel Sheker, in contrast to Chanukah, which we experience, Giloy HaKeitz, the Keitz of La'asid. The whole idea of the Keitz of Chanukah is that it's the Keitz of La'asid as well. Not only is it the Keitz to Golus Yavon, it is also a time that we experience the future Keitz. What's interesting is we find when Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the Keitz, so the Pasuk says, Hey osvu ve'agida lochem. The word that the Torah uses, agida, hagada, vayaged. From here we see that Haggadah means to reveal. Hey, osvu ve'agidolachem. Rashi says, Bikesh legalois es hakeitz lebanav ve'nistamimenu. He couldn't. He wanted and he couldn't. So the word that the Torah uses, ve'agidah, we find ve'higadata levincha. We find by the man, it says, v'haman kizra gad hu. Chazal tell us in Yuma that the man revealed secrets, because from the man we were able to tell who was a tzaddik and who was not. Because if the man landed right by your front porch, everyone knew you were a tzaddik. If it was a little further on, you were not. The word that the Torah uses is gad. V'haman kizra gad hu, that it's magid asidois. It tells the future. The man reveals that which is hidden. So the word haggadah, the agidah, has in it the meaning not only to tell, but also to reveal. By Chanukah we find, the Gemara asks, where do we know that there's a mitzvah to light them? In other words, what's the vitzivanu, the heichan sivanu? So the Gemara brings two opinions. There's one opinion of Rav Avya and one of Rav Yirmiyah. The first opinion is, where do we know that there's a mitzvah to light ner Chanukah? And as we know, it's because the mitzvah of the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, because that's loisosur min hadovar asher yagidu lecha. Now it's interesting, if you look in the Gemara just says loisosur, which means you're not allowed to deviate from whatever the Chachamim tell us. So, Chanukah is one of those mitzvahs. We have to listen to whatever the Chachamim tell us. That's Vitzivanu. Vitzivanu, Hashem commanded us to listen to the Chachamim. Rashi says there, Loisosur, and he adds the words, Min hadavar asher yagidu lecha v'goymer. What is Rashi saying? What's wrong with Loisosur? Why does Rashi have to add, Min hadavar asher yagidu lecha? Is there another Loisosur in Chumash? Rashi adds that. The next opinion, if we see, is Rav Avya says, where do we know that there's a mitzivanu of Chanukah? She'al avicha v'yageitcha zekeinecha v'yoymrulach. In both psukim that the Tuma and the Omars bring, there's the word Haggadah. Loisosur min adavar asher yagidu lecha, which Rashi is. Rashi says it's loisosur min adavar asher yagidu lecha. And the second ray is from she'al avicha v'yageitcha. Because Chanukah is a yomtif of gilui. Chanukah is Giloy HaKeitz, just like Yaakov, Agido Lechem, Yaakov wanted to reveal the end. Yaakov wanted to reveal the future, and the word that the Torah uses is Va'agida. The same thing with Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yomtov of Haggadah, Asher Yagidu Lecha. Yagidu Lecha is Begematria Chanukah. Loisosur min Adover Asher Yagidu Lecha. She'al Avicha V'yageitcha. This is the Yomtov of Giloy. This is the Yomtov of Revelation. And this is the Yomtov that takes us into Teves. This is the Yomtov that illuminates the lowest month with the goal of elevating it and bringing it to the highest level. It's the month of Dan. As we mentioned, that every month corresponds to another Shevet. Teves is Dan. Dan is from the lowest of the Shvatim. Chanukah is for the lowest levels. Chanukah is for those Jews who find themselves on the left, below 10. Kishocha la'oretz nafshenu, dafka la'oretz bitneinu. Our generation, the lowest generation, generation of Akev. Ikvah said the Mashiach, a generation of Donites, the B'nai Bilha, as we mentioned last week, Yosef was Makarev, the B'nai Bilha. The B'nai Bilha, the Chutz Jews, the outcast Jews, B'nai Bilha, B'gematria Chutz, the Chulin Jews, those that people consider the Chulin ones, the Chilonim, Chulin also B'gematria Chutz. Yosef was Makarev them. The Shvatim were not Makarev them. The Shvatim were of the opinion that we have to stick to our own. We have to build those who, you know, we are the higher levels. We have to work on ourselves. It's not our job to go out and be Makarev the B'nai Bilha. Yosef was Makarev the B'nai Bilha because Yosef is Chanukah. And the whole Yomtif of Chanukah, which is the Yomtif of Revelation, when there is revelation, there's a tikkun for everyone. Mashiach is going to reveal the deepest secrets of the Torah, and when he reveals the deepest secrets, even those who find themselves on the left, currently, Le'es Atah, even those who have fallen below 10 tefachim, even those who are on the outside world, bachutz, al pesach beisayim bachutz, tzofnas paneach, paneach is Rosh Hashanah, al ner chanukah al pesach. The ner chanukah al pesach is megala, the tzofnas, that which is hidden in each and every Jew. Every Jew has hidden in his neshama, every Jew has a spark that has to be revealed. Chanukah is a time when that hidden spark is revealed. Chanukah is a time of revelation. It's a time for everyone to reveal themselves. Everyone is nizgala on Chanukah. Everyone, even the lowest Jews. We see today, unaffiliated Jews, and they have menorahs in their windows. Okay, so they're electric. All right, whatever. They're yotzer or not, it's a different story. But they have menorahs in their windows. Somehow Chanukah, they feel an attachment to. There's a special Yom Kippur and Chanukah, which the connection is obvious. Yom Kippur is the Chasima and Chanukah is the Gemar Chasima Toiva. And just like on Yom Kippur, the five levels of the Neshama, as we know, the Nefesh Ruach, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechid, those are the five levels of the Neshama. As the Medrash says, Chamisha Shemos Nikrula are revealed. That's why we daven five times, and the Kohen Gadol immersed in the mikvah five times, and he changed clothes five times, and they're the Chamisha Inuyim, corresponding to the Chamisha Dargus of the Neshama. So too on Chanukah, the five levels of the Neshama are revealed. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechid is Begamatria, Lamed, Neiros, Chanukah. The Lamed Vav Neiros, Chanukah is the time when the five levels of the Neshama are revealed, especially the Pintali Yid, the Yechida, the part of the Yid that is totally concealed in most of us. The part of the Neshama that Mashiach is going to reveal, Mashiach Rosh HaTevis Madlik Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah, the part of the Neshama that will be touched, La'osid Lavoi, when Tchias HaMesim will take place, La'osid Lavoi, when everyone will experience this revelation of Tzofnas Paneach, Chanukah, we get a taste of it. And Chanukah has the power to illuminate the lowest month. And that the Haschalah Chadosha should bedavka be in Teves, the month in which was the Aschalta de Puranusa, as Chazal call it, which is why Asara B'Teves was so strict about it, because it's the beginning, and the beginning is always called Aschalah's Koshois, the Aschalta de Puranusa. Chanukah permeates, Chanukah penetrates Teves, and illuminates Teves, and the hope is that Teves becomes the Aschalta de Geula, that just as Teves was the month in which the Puranias began, Teves should be the month in which the Geula should start. The same way that Teves was the month till now in which we experience concealment and Choshech, from now on, Teves should be the month of light. Begam Choshech lo yachshech bimecha v'layla kayoim yo'ir. That even the Laila lights up, even the night, which Chanukah has the power to illuminate the Choshech, that even the Choshech turns into Ur. And therefore, this is a closed parasha. The parasha is closed. Teves is closed. Teves is a month of concealment. The goal is Kate Sam Lachreshach, Ayimi Kate Sam Lachreshach, in the steamer, in the Chreshach, we should experience the Kates and be able to begin. If we go through this parasha and we look at the end especially, we find that everyone except for Yosef was experiencing tremendous confusion. Bilbul HaMoiches, it was an unbelievable Bilbul HaMoiches, just like we find ourselves right now. Right before the Ketz HaYomin. Tremendous bilbulim and confusion and questions. The Shvatim don't know what's going on. We read the parasha, so of course it's a very exciting parasha, and we already know what's going to happen with the Gavia and the whole thing, and all the kids love the story in Parashas Miketz. But if we put ourselves back in history and imagine what was going on in the minds of the Shvatim, at first when they had their money returned in their sacks, and they come back home, and they're afraid to return, and they don't know what this man wants from them, and they don't know anything about this guy really, they can't understand who this is. He's like a split person, like a bipolar, this person. On one hand, he's nice to them, then he's mean to them, they can't figure him out. Then at the end of the parasha, he has the gavia placed in the sack of Binyamin, and when it's found, the Shvatim basically think it's all over. You go at the end of the parasha, they rip their clothes, Vayikru Usim Loisam. They start doing tshuva, manadav, manitztadok, and then at the end, Yosef says, don't worry, you could all go home, and I'm going to keep him. At that moment, that's how the parasha ends. The Shvatim are experiencing total choshech, the opposite of Kate Sam LaChoshech. The parasha begins Kate's, which is Kate Sam LaChoshech, and it ends with the highest choshech, the worst choshech, choshech kafel mechupa that they find themselves in. They had no idea what's going to happen, because if they're going to go home without Binyamin, Yaakov is for sure going to die of aggravation. He's going to curse them before that. That's going to be the end of Klal Yisrael. It's the end. Basically, they thought it was the end. Not Kate Sam LaChoshech, but it's the Kate of anything good. It's all over. And it's not until next week's parasha, between Sheni and Shlishi, that Yosef reveals himself and the choshech dissipates in a second. Because then they realize that this was all a test, this was all an illusion, there was no choshech at all. It was Yosef the whole time. And the remez and the lesson to the time we're in now, as we're approaching the Kates, if we're already, but not already in it, we experience also today, there's a massive confusion, a tremendous bilbul hamoichais in the world today. There are so many questions that we have, and we don't understand what's going on, and there's so many stiris and contradictions. And it looks, chas v'shalom, sometimes like as if it's that the Kates is coming. The Goyim themselves are prophesizing that there's a Kates coming. They call it doomsday, Armageddon, whatever they call it. Because they're also margish, they also spear, they feel that something is happening. The Welt realizes that the world is heading someplace. Strange things are happening, whether it's with the economy, with terrorism. The world is in a massive state of confusion. But we were already told what's going to happen. We look through Parshas Miketz and Vayigash, and we see that when the Ketz approaches, yes, there's going to be massive confusion and bilbul, but eventually, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avicha, Yosef reveals himself, and the Choshech is eliminated, and everything makes sense from beginning to end, in the same in our time. When the Choshech will be removed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself permanently, now it's we're getting a taste of it now on Chanukah, the goal is that it should stay with us. And that the Gilui HaKeitz that we're experiencing now during Chanukah should become reality and continue into Teves, where Teves becomes a month of light and continues on forever that way. So we have to hold on a little longer and strengthen and intensify our emunah and realize that it's all a test, it's only an Asayan. It looks bad, it's not, and when the revelation will take place, everything will make sense. Just as it did then, we should be Zaychatak at the Keitz. Som lachayshach, the end of the chayshach of the Golis that we're in now. There's a tremendous chayshach out there now, just like it was in the time of Golis Yavon. The Golis Yavon was a ruchniyistik of Golis. They wanted lahashkicham tayrasechu, lahavira mechukei ritzaynech, like we see today, all the secularism and all the left-wing liberalism. And the chayshach that we're experiencing today with Yishmael, we should be zeichet to kate som lachayshach, and again to see the oyer of the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, together with Mashiach and Eliyahu HaNavi and Aaron HaKoyen B'Roshan.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.